Audio Companion, Episode 5, The Deep Dive. A spoken walkthrough for the reader who wants all of it. Where the numbers come from, how the models are built, and what the platform is honest about. Welcome. This is the audio companion to the We the People platform, a citizen-built blueprint for federal policy reform. The standing note first. This recording is read by a text-to-speech voice, not a human narrator. The words are drawn straight from the platform's own documents. Nothing here is invented for the audio. This is the deep dive, the longest path, and the last episode. The earlier episodes answered specific questions. Your paycheck, a first look, the professional's view, the skeptic's objections. This one is different. It's for the reader who wants to know how the whole thing is built underneath. Where the empirical grounding comes from, what the modeling assumes, how the data is sourced, and the analytical framing that ties it together. If you've ever distrusted a policy number because you couldn't see where it came from, this episode is the answer to that distrust. Settle in. We're going under the hood. Start with the rule the whole platform is built on. A claim you can't trace is a claim you shouldn't trust. So the platform holds itself to a convention. Numerical claims are meant to trace back to a named, public source, cataloged in a document the platform calls its sources and derivation convention. The idea is that you should be able to follow any figure from the sentence that uses it, back to the dataset it came from, back to the agency that published it. Not studies show. Not experts agree. A specific source with a date. That principle is easiest to see in the platform's most data-dependent piece, the wage floor. The wage floor architecture rests on real government data, and the platform is specific about which. The source is the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, specifically its Occupational Employment and Wage Statistics Program, known as OEWS. That program publishes employment and wage estimates for roughly 830 detailed occupations, using the standard occupational classification system that the federal government itself maintains. It publishes once a year. The release the platform uses is the May 2025 estimates. Here's the part that matters for trust. The wage floor calculator integrates real BLS wage data for 792 of the 866 occupations in its catalog. The rest are handled honestly rather than hidden. A group of them display clearly labeled illustrative figures where no matching official occupation exists, and they are tagged as such, so you always know whether a number in front of you is real or a placeholder. Regional data is real too. Each region that maps to an official BLS area, for 130 of them, carries real occupation by area wages, not a rough national average. The platform tells you which is which. That labeling, real versus illustrative, is itself the honesty mechanism. A number is only as trustworthy as your ability to reproduce it, so the data isn't hand-typed. It flows through a pipeline built to be run again. The design is staged. There's an automated download step, scheduled to fire when BLS publishes each year's new estimates. There's an extraction and validation step that pulls the percentile wages, including the 25th percentile the wage floor leans on, and checks them. And the whole chain is rerunnable, which is the important word. When BLS releases next year's data, the platform is meant to recalibrate by running the pipeline again, not by someone quietly editing a spreadsheet. The annual publication cadence of the source lines up with the platform's proposed annual recalibration. The data can grow up alongside the reality it describes. Now the harder territory. Some of what the platform claims can't come straight from a dataset, because it's a projection about the future. The honest way to handle that is to make your assumptions visible and to test how sensitive your answer is to them. The platform does this in a few ways. It keeps an assumptions registry, so the inputs to its projections are written down rather than buried. For the big savings fund, it runs what's called a Monte Carlo analysis. Instead of assuming one tidy rate of return, it simulates many thousands of possible market paths and looks at the whole range of outcomes, good and bad. That's the difference between saying the fund will grow at 5% and saying here is the spread of what could happen, including the bad years. It's a more honest shape of claim, because it shows the uncertainty instead of hiding it inside a single confident number. And where projections depend on how people respond, like whether taxed wealth relocates, the platform treats that response as a real variable and flags the number for outside scoring rather than declaring its own estimate final. Step back from the data and the models, and there's a design philosophy holding it all together. Three ideas recur. First, adaptation over invention. Every pillar copies something that already works somewhere in the world, so the burden of proof is lighter because the thing has been tried. Second, phased and reversible over all at once. Circuit breakers, regional pilots, and staged rollouts, so the plan can be slowed or corrected if the evidence turns against it. Third, transparency as a feature, not a footnote. The open questions are published, the sources are cataloged, the illustrative numbers are labeled, and the audit trail is part of the product. The platform's own view is that these aren't decoration. They're the reason a citizen-built proposal deserves a serious reading at all. One last piece, because a deep dive should be honest about the horizon. The platform is candid that the build has reached a natural pause, and that the highest value work left is not more tooling. It's external, independent fiscal scoring by outside modelers, domain sign-offs from specialists, and the slow work of engagement. The platform draws a clear line between what it can establish on its own, the architecture, the sourcing, the internal consistency, and what only credentialed outside review can close. It does not pretend that line isn't there. That, in the end, is the deepest thing the deep dive reveals. This is not a finished monument asking for applause. It's a rigorously built argument asking to be checked. So we've gone the whole way down. The principle that every number has a source, the real government data under the wage floor, the pipeline built to be rerun, the assumptions laid on the table, the framing that ties it together, and an honest account of what remains. If you came for the full architecture, that's it, end to end. And if all this detail did its job, you're not taking the platform's word for anything. You're equipped to go verify it yourself at wethepeopleplatform.com, which is the only kind of trust the platform ever asked for. You've now seen the whole thing, the math and the machinery both. So here's the last ask. An idea this transparent still gets ignored if no one carries it. And this platform has no ad budget, no party, and no billionaire to carry it for you. If it earned your respect, hand it to one person who argues about how the country should work. Attention is the whole battle, and the will of the people only counts when it's loud enough to hear. Thanks for listening. This has been the audio companion to the We the People platform, found at wethepeopleplatform.com, and the final episode of this series.